I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. It's Friday, July 17th. There's little doubt that Kia's product resurgence of late has been a remarkable one. As the Kia brand has attempted to shift the narrative off of a value purchase to a more expensive alternative, it's had the product to match. The Telluride, the Stinger, and just recently the K5 are evidence of that. But that's only part of the Kia story. It also recently placed first in the J.D. Power Initial Quality Study for a remarkable sixth year in a row, and positioned its brand alongside the popularity of the NBA as a league and multiple team sponsor. It's all part of the repositioning plan, with more interesting twists and turns to come as product cadence ramps up and visibility and pricing in the market is turned up. Directing the message at the brand on its 365th day on the job today is Russell Wager, head of marketing operations. He's in his second stint at Kia, but he has over 30 years in the business. To tell the Kia story, we've reached Russell Wager in Southern California. Hi there, Russell. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you for being on today. This is a big day for you, which we're going to get to in a moment. But let's start off by talking about where Kia is at this moment in July, and some relatively big news that you've announced just in the last week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we've done a couple of announcements. I mean, you know, while customers are still looking as cars essential, they need them, so they're buying, so that's great. We've revealed our next midsize sedan, the K5, and that's actually started arriving in dealerships the past couple of weeks. And then earlier this week, we also announced a new addition for our very popular Telluride SUV, the Nightfall Edition. And that's also about to start arriving in dealerships as we speak. So we've got a lot of great product stories that we're telling, this month, as well as going through the second half of the year.
Tell me about the importance of both vehicles. Telluride has obviously been a runaway success in terms of attention and sales and, just general market share, but also how important the K5 is to you.
So Telluride is a simple one for us. I mean, we obviously, it's got a quick turn. It's selling. It's still desirable. Minimal incentives on it. It's a halo for the brand, and it's been a halo since it came out, and it's helping us get to the next level that this brand deserves to be at. So Nightfall Edition will continue that. It'll be another trim with a lot of black bumpers, skid plates, signage. It's a great-looking vehicle, and it doesn't come just in the black color. It comes in silver and a couple of others. So it's going to be a great addition to help continue the momentum that Telluride's building for us. The more important one for a moment is K5. You know, the midsize sedan market, obviously, we've all seen what's happened over the last several years to that as far as it's shrinking, but we feel we have a great entry in that to kind of recapture a little bit of consumers' attention. Now, yes, we're going to get some people that are already intending in it to purchase there, but we think we'll convert a few because the sedan segment is not dead. They're just looking for something that's going to give them a little excitement. And, you know, all of our engines are turbocharged, whether you get the 180 or the 290 horsepower engine. And the car design looks amazing. And I personally love the heartbeat lights on the front that simulates as if you've been awakening your heartbeat with the excitement of the new vehicle.
So many competitors have, or at least some significant ones, have walked away from the segment. But just to that point, it still represents, what is it, 1.5 million sales per year?
It's a lot, and for exactly that reason, we're not walking away. So far, we've doubled down on it. I mean, the K5 is going to be made, the majority of it right here in the U.S. in our plant in Georgia. So we've committed to that. Our sedans in general have been doing pretty well. It's not in our plans to get away from there. It's actually in our plans to show people why they should consider us if you're looking for a sedan. And it's another addition. You know, we came out a year ago with our Forte GT line turbo that's been pretty successful for us. So it's just proving that if you give people a reason to actually stay in the sedan segment with a good product offering, they'll come and take you up on it.
So I've had the good fortune of talking to not only your vice president of sales, but also your lead designer in North America, and also the head of the dealer council just this week when you launched the K5 on autonews.com. But tell me just what it means in terms of the direction of the Kia brand. From your mind, where is the brand headed?
So when you look at what's started a couple of years ago, and it's pretty simple, you know, sporty sedans. So let's start there. Stinger came out a few years ago, and everyone's like, okay, that's not a sedan, that's a sports car. Well, we would disagree. It's the combination of both. And then everyone said, well, that's sort of a niche vehicle. It's not going to actually get you volume. But that was actually the tip of our strategy. And then the same thing with Telluride, you know, capable SUVs. It definitely, everyone sees that now. And for everything that we will bring going forward, it falls under those two areas. So we're slowly adding to the lineup with our new products, our new innovations, technologies, to live up to that. And the K5 is absolutely, you know, I don't want to sit there and say we're going to get a difference between somebody considering a Stinger and a K5, but I think it actually will happen because both of them look great. Both of them have performance capabilities. So now you just got to decide, do you want a more of a sports car going towards a Stinger, or do you want more of a sedan that just has the capabilities of a sports car? So we're seeing that a little bit more from the brand, and each time takes us a little bit away from just being a value brand. I mean, that's been the history for a while, but our designs, our engineerings are allowing us to be more than just that.
You feel that you're definitely moving or have made good progress moving away from that notion then?
Absolutely. I mean, every single time we come out with any new product, we make a big step away from that. So as we start Stinger, then you do Telluride, then you do the new Soul, then you have the Forte, then we came out with Seltos, our compact SUV that went on sale earlier this year. Other than a little thing called the COVID that unfortunately put a little bit of wrinkle in everyone's plans, that was already set to be another success for us. It's come back and it's gearing up, so it's looking like it's going to be just as successful as Telluride for us. You know, and that's only 6 months in, and it got interrupted with everything that happened with COVID, and now K5. So we just keep adding new exciting elements to the brand, as well as, you know, trying to tell people a new reason to look at us as opposed to, again, just a value.
And a new reason, one could easily point to the J.D. Power recent results. So congratulations on that first place finish, tying Dodge. Tell us what that means to the brand as you start to share that news with the rest of the consumer world.
Well, when you win J.D. Power's IQS 6 years in a row for the brand, that is a complete team effort, as we say. And it started way before the 6 years ago. It's been a major focus of Kia on both sides of the ocean to make sure that customers understand, not that you need to have a 10-year warranty, but the reason we have it is because we're so confident in the quality of that what we're building that we can offer that. A lot of people always thought that we offered that because it was making up for our lack of quality. It's not. Now it is because we have the confidence that it's easy to back that up. And in the last couple of years, because you do it once or twice and people are like, okay, that's just a one-off because it usually changes every once in a while. But six in a row, it says, you know how to make quality cars. And based on that, I've got to consider you when I'm looking on my shopping list, whereas before I might not have. So it's a story that we started telling a little bit after 5 years last year, and we'll continue this year.
So you mentioned that little thing called COVID. Tell me what it's like to market during COVID right now. How have you had to adjust? What are you doing differently?
Well, a little phrase that you hear everyone says is, there is no playbook for these times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not something I can go back in and look and say, okay, when I did this last time, it just isn't there. And quite honestly, you can't look at any event in the last 10 or 15 years to compare it to this at all. So you're rewriting it, and the key is you just have to be open to trying things that you normally wouldn't do, just to see, because you're not sure how it's going to be reacted right now. You don't want to do things that are going to be perceived as tone deaf. You don't want to do things that are showing that you're not caring. Yet at the same time, you don't want to go to the other extreme of saying you're just doing that because you want to check the box. And that is one of the most difficult things for a brand, is to still be authentic during these times. So, you know, we start here by things started, unfortunately, getting a little bit hot and heavy in February and March. The plants start to shut down. Nobody wants that to happen. And we had, you know, our plant employees down in Georgia saying, what can we do to help? And they volunteered to build face shields for the frontline workers. Nobody was asked to come in and do it. They said, what can we do? So we decided that we were going to turn our factory into the ability to make face shield for frontline workers. They've been doing it ever since. They're still making them. We're still delivering them all across the country. And we're also now building vehicles again. So it's not like, well, now that we built cars again, we're going to stop doing face shields. That's what an authentic brand does. It does care. It shows that it cares for the communities that it operates in.
Tell me how your dealers have reacted during all this and how you've worked with them to try to get through some of the challenges of the last number of months.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is, you know, they too are trying to figure out either what the new normal is or how to adapt as quickly as possible. And, you know, when a store shuts down and you can't do a face-to-face transaction like you've conducted for the last 20 years of your business, you got to find an alternative. Otherwise, you're going to lose your store. And thankfully, all of our dealers were pretty good at reacting quickly. We tried to help them with some of the online retail tools as quickly as possible to make them see that there is a way of conducting business, even if somebody physically can't come to your showroom. And so during that period of time, they found a new way of conducting business. Now, I think what's happened over the last several months is some have obviously opened back up and they're going back to the way they were before, but they now know that they can do it online only. And it'll be interesting to see how customers' long-term effects are, whether they're like, I like the way I did it before when I bought it online, so the next time I do this 3 years from now or 4 years from now, I'm going to do it the same way, and I'll go to that store that does it. So I think it's altered the way dealers have to think about from a long-term perspective. Yes, customers ultimately want to go in. They want to test drive. They want to see the vehicle. And they do want to have a personal experience in a store. But at the same time, they want the option of being able to do as much as they want away from people. So that's kind of what it's shown all of us, is there is another way of doing business and keeping the industry and the nation moving forward.
How will marketing change in the future as a result of all this?
You know, the biggest thing is we all loved to have people interact with our products in person. You know, whether it's an auto show, whether it's a sporting event where you have vehicle displays and product specialists, whether it's some other event, you know, during the summer, a concert series, whatever it is. And we have to rethink all of that because, you know, we're dealing with it right now. It hit us immediately when the NBA stopped its season in the middle of March, and we're an NBA partner, and we have partnerships with over, you know, 10 teams around the country that have various displays in arena, and that's not happening. And what do you do? And, you know, now who knew that they were going to say, let's all go to one city and start the season up again? And no playbook on that. So we're trying to figure out ways that we can still keep our partnerships going with our fans, the NBA, and still getting some of the messages we want to do. And it's not easy, but at the same time, we found some solutions. Our partners of the NBA and the teams are working with us. So we're trying to figure those things out. I mean, your other thing that you alluded to is auto shows. Auto shows are a great thing for people to experience vehicles at in person. They're also a great thing for you and I and our compatriots to talk about new news that we have. Those aren't existing right now. Everything's postponed. No one's doing them. So we find alternative ways, whether it's working with partners like yourself to help us get the news out, whether it's us doing our own. You got to find new ways to make sure that people know that you have new products. And we all do, and we all want to tell people about them. So that's kind of the rethink that we're all going through.
And I know you're going to have some news a little later on in the year, perhaps around either live or virtual events. Anything you can share, or at least conceptually what you can share?
So we kicked off earlier this week, 4K5, we call it K5 Live. So we're basically trying to find ways, again, from an authentic standpoint, as opposed to recording everything, we're trying to find ways that we can do some live events that are safe and being respectful of the environment we're in. But at the same time, people are missing that live element. And we recognize that, and we wanted to make sure that we could help them fulfill some of that need for, give me something that's authentic, that's not scripted, so that we can enjoy that. Sports used to do that all the time. Now sports is slowly coming back. That's great. But it led us to try to figure out some ways. So at the end of the month, the NBA is going to be kicking off on the 30th, so you can probably look for that date for us to do a live event with K5. I can't tell you anything more than that, but we're excited about it.
Finally, today is 1 year that you've been in this role. What an interesting year for you.
That would be an understatement. You know, when I started, this was my second time working with the Kia brand, the Kia company. I was with them from 2007 to 2010 during their first surge, when they went from 250,000 to 350,000. And then when I saw where they were headed, you know, I knew that I could help them get to the next level. They already had momentum. I knew I could be a contributing factor. And on top of that, I love the brand, what it stands for. It is authentic. So when I joined, last July, I knew it would be a fun ride. I saw some of the new products coming out, but I had no idea, behind the curtain, some of the things that were in the portfolio. But more importantly, I had no idea I would be, basically doing triage on a daily basis starting in February and March. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't change a thing from the standpoint. I think the company has found a way to help its dealers during these difficult times, has found a way to help consumers, whether it's with the donations we made, giving back to the youth homelessness initiatives. We've done a lot of things to show what the brand is about, more than just vehicles. Yes, great vehicles and product, but we're telling a few more brand stories, and I'm really proud to have been able to be a part of that, and that Kia has let me be a part of that. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the stories we're going to tell for the second half of this year.
Well, congratulations on your one-year anniversary, Russell.
Thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate it. And you have a great weekend, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
We reached Russell Vogger, Head of Marketing Operations at Kia in Southern California. And that's Daily Drive for Friday, July 17th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of more than 85 stories, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Monday with my fill-in host, Automotive News' Steve Smith.